I am speaking with Say Yes Buffalo's Boys and Young Men of Color Initiative Director, Tommy McClam. Tommy, I know you have only been able to speak to your guys via virtual meetings, but in the midst of the protests over the murder of George Floyd, what is the feeling you got after speaking with your group this week?
They're confused. Some of them say, I'm just using the words they use. They're confused. They don't understand. They are perplexed. They're saddened, they're fearful, they're tired. I think, and some of the tired has to do with the coming right out of a COVID issue right into this. And they're angry, even more so angry of how all four of the police officers they felt should have been indicted and arrested. And so they're just waiting to see that. They are upset about lack of leadership.
So what did they discuss? These young men are essentially being groomed to be leaders in their communities. What kind of group action moved the needle for them?
They decided from the policy standpoint, what they were going to do is prepare a policy. And they were doing it as using Youth Voice. So they're preparing their own policy, which is one of the young men who's working on his law degree with another young man who finished a Kinesis and he's a political science major. And then they're going to draft something where they're trying to get 2,000 young men of color to sign some type of proposal. And they're still trying to define what the bottom line of the proposal would say and who it's going to be presented to. But for me, that was good because they refocused their feelings. The hurt, the pain, all of it was there, but they were able to refocus it and put it in a constructive way.
And what are the first steps they discussed taking?
Well, on a small level, how do they, first of all, how do they enlighten their friends who are not of color? And one of the conversations actually came up where they would say that at this point they feel that their friends are not of color, that they have to be willing to embrace some of the things they're going through, but because now they have to reconsider them as, if you're not willing to embrace some of my pain, are you really my friend? It was actually said by one of the young people. The other thing that came out of today's conversation was at the end, they were actually talking about, the conversation was, what's the next step? And we went around. They just went around. And the steps were things like their friends, because just because their friends experienced the issue doesn't necessarily mean they're woke. And so the question was, how do they awaken their friends to the issue? And they're talking about how do we make sure they're aware of the issue, make sure they're reading information into the issue, make sure they're having dialogue about the issue, make sure that they understand the difference between a peaceful protest and a riot.
Again, I am speaking to Tommy McClam, director of Say Yes Buffalo's Boys and Young Men of Color Initiative. Tommy, thanks again for your time.
All right, sir. You stay safe out there, man.